This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, we're so pumped to have you back on another fabulous episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast. We've got a great show and a special guest, but before we get to our specially special guest who brought special treats for us, so we're going to talk about that in a second too. Oh my goodness. A little business up front. Usually we say this at the end, but we definitely want to be real friends with you. Like right now, the conversation's kind of one way. You hear from us on the podcast, but we want you to see our face and we want to see your face. Head over to Facebook. Check out Trim Healthy Mama on Facebook if you're not a follower already.
No, we got a lot of people in our groups too.
Private groups,
but sometimes people forget that we post on the fan page too. And the fan page brings the best of our testimonies, our recipes,
yes,
things like that. So it's cool to stay up with that too.
So we're on Facebook, Trim Healthy Mama. I'm also on Facebook.
Dan, which is why you're saying this.
This is the main reason. The point I'm trying to get to is to come to my Facebook page, Danny Valdez, the number four, the word real. After you've clicked on Trim Healthy Mama's Facebook page,
check me out. He doesn't care at all if you click on Trim Healthy Mama's.
I have no one. But then we're also all of us are on Instagram as well. Trim Healthy Mama, Danny Valdez, and then the Serene and Pearl Unshow.
Yeah, mate,
is on Instagram as well. Is it on Facebook?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, it's rocking. On both. Well, I follow rocking. It on Instagram.
Yeah, you're one of the younger millennials who do such Instagram-ish things.
So people,
hey, today,
come get with us on socials. And,
can we stop talking about Danny?
There's
now?
A party there. That was us. We.
No, it was a guise of us, but it was really about you.
All right. Let me introduce our very special guest, Magali Weaver. Magali is a Mexican name, and Magali has a Mexican accent, which we find so refreshing.
I invited Magali here because of a piece of, I'm sorry, I'm eating these donuts. They're Trim Healthy
Okay,
ones.
Can we just talk about them then? Because
they're so good.
Since your mouth is full of them.
Oh, my goodness, let me see here. You picked them up, where were you, in Knoxville?
It's actually the lady that I met in Facebook.
Yeah.
And my friend picked those out for me in Knoxville. Her name is Amanda. And
shout out to her. She even uses THM baking blend.
She does.
They're called AM Baked Goods.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I've just tasted the best donut of my life.
Yeah. If you've ever had those old-fashioned donuts that feel very genuine in their ingredients, they're sometimes have like a powdered sugar. Not a white powdered sugar, but a... Was it like a brown cane sugar or something?
Yes.
Anyways,
this is really good.
It's that old-fashioned donut vibe that's really
so
tasty.
Megalay brought
so
treats.
I wanted to bring all the best.
Oh, but
and on blend. So.
Yeah, I know, they're delicious. Oh my goodness!
And I like to bring the party to the party.
You brought with the party, Woo! And she brought her entourage of friends. We have got a whole like party going here today.
Party at the party.
Dana Yay! And Carrie.
And who made the carrot cake? Is that
Amanda did.
Is that one of you?
No, it's a friend.
Oh, the same lady.
She's called AM Baked Goods, and she has Trim Healthy Friendly baked goods there. I mean, I'm just tasting it for the first time. Lovely. Hey, actually, Amanda's Baked Goods, Facebook.com, Amanda's Baked Goods.
I'm getting a photo of this.
This is a very serious purpose. Why, Magali.
Please.
It's okay.
Magali. She's here to save the day. She's sort of here to right the wrong that Serene and I did recently. And I know many of you are working outside the home. Serene and I are sort of, even I'm sort of part-time working outside the home with all the Trim Healthy Mama stuff. I'd say Serene is more just at home, even though she's working for Trim Healthy Mama, she's sort of just more at home. She only goes out when absolutely necessary. We got a question in a while back. Hey, girls, tell us your best tips for working outside the home. And we thought we did our best, right? I mean, I was like, hey, get the crock pot out. And we were all sorts of tips. And we thought we rocked the question. Well, apparently we did not. Hey, we got this listener feedback from Kim. And it's quite long, but she's actually hilarious. We love Kim. She gave us a hard word.
But in a great spirit.
In a great spirit. She was like a true sister
to us.
And she had to gently reprimand us. She said, hey, guys, so we've known each other for a long time now. Well, she says, I know it, you at least. So in the spirit of Proverbs 27, verse 6, I have to say, this is the first time you didn't nail it, Serene and Pearl. And I kept telling Danny to stop talking, but you each had your moments.
My mom had the same problem.
Yeah, you, you really need... no wonder you have a hard time, Danny. It is hard. I said today I was going to read this listener question because Danny's so pathetic at it, but it's hard.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry, Danny.
No, this has been a full circle moment between us, Pearl.
I'm so sorry.
Which happens a lot.
I thought I would just take it from you and just be so professional.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see it.
This is a long, long thing. Then we're going to get to you, Magali, because you are the reason we're all here.
Okay.
She said, you really need to have a full-time working outside the home mom on your show. For a full potty. I repeat, a full potty. You keep veering to how Sarah could stay at home and make sacrifices. Sarah was the one who answered questions like not having cable. Really, Danny? Dude, nobody on THM has cable unless they are leaking money. And I say that like you're my brother in my living room because that's who you are. So not being mean here. She loves us, Danny.
I feel the love.
Most of us do or already have cut corners like vacations, eating out, and all other excuses, expenses to be stay-at-home mums or even to get by on two incomes. You didn't hear Sarah's question properly. I'm a rare mum who has been able to be a full-time co-breadwinner and also a stay-at-home mum twice. One for a year when I got laid off when my first two were 8 months and 2 years, and once when we brought our third child home from China. I'm going to skim a bit of whatever. It's hard. And so with being a full-time stay-at-home mum, okay, she said it is hard. What we said, we answered. Okay, look,
You're at like a five. You're at like a C plus.
No, I'm a D. I rate myself.
Well, you're not
a
done
D.
yet.
No. She said, "I have felt the insignificance of not having a real job title and contributing an income, and the helplessness of not being able to stay home with my kids and be there as much as hubby and I both feel I should be." So she's talking about the conundrum, right?
Yeah.
It's hard. Do we stay home? Yes. Do I stay home when I don't have enough money, or do I work and what's right and what's wrong? There's no right and there's no wrong.
Yes.
Basically, she's saying. But so now she said, so instead of brainstorming off the top of your heads how we can find ways to stay home, we do that ourselves, even if we don't, she said, please find someone who has, or is even better, is a working mum right now and have her come to your potty to address practical ways to balance everything, to let things go, to prioritize, to plan, etc. I know you and Serena both kind of stay-at-home mums and you both kind of work, but you really don't, sisters. You have more balance in both worlds than the typical working mom. You've never worked full-time outside the home and you need the wisdom and expertise of a mama who is doing it. Come on, you bring experts all the time, CBD, essential oils, Dr. Lucky, Vange and all that. Come on now, bring us a working outside in the home mama.
Woo!
I'm here.
Magali.
Well, now I feel
you
your
are
pressure.
Here today. So we listened. She goes on. She was hilarious and she did this in a state of love and humor and she told us about her life, but I can't read it all because I'm pathetic at reading. Yeah. Danny, your job, you have it back.
You're at a D now, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hope to deliver. I mean,
Here. You are an actual admin on our Facebook group and I reached out and I was like, is any of it admins here working out full time outside the home, you could come to our party and speak, and you were like, you were reluctant.
Well, actually, I answer, maybe I was the second to answer, and I was like, well, I can be there, but that's 4 hours away from me. And
Mexico is 4 hours away.
No, wait a second. I live in Kentucky. Frankfurt. Shout out to Frankfurt, Kentucky.
Okay.
But actually people kept nominating you, right?
They're yes, like, my admin friends and some of the coaches were like, come on, you go. It's like, oh, I don't know. I
absolutely
know if I can
love
do this.
Your accent, and I'm not done with that yet.
Okay.
It is Mexican, right?
Yes.
It's so,
I'm from Veracruz.
Veracruz.
So, I mean, it could be because I'm from the south.
South Mexico?
Yes, in Veracruz, south of Mexico.
Oh, okay.
And the Gulf.
Well, and my dad is from somewhere around the center of Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah, so, but obviously, I lost my accent a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, didn't you grow up over here?
Well, I lived
California?
Until I was three in...
You will hear it all in Danny's forthcoming book.
Yeah.
For now, we got to get back to staying, working outside the home.
No,
yes, that's right. That's right.
Bro,
no rabbit
you're out
trails
for
now.
Me today. You think I've got motives.
No.
Now everything
actually,
I say...
I was actually being kind. They will hear about it in your forthcoming book. It's really good.
Thank you.
What if you could?
Hashtag what if you could. Go ahead, Pearl.
Hey, tell it. I want to know a little bit about you first, and then we're going to get to all your best tips for all our mothers that work outside the home, but also the ones that don't too, because I think you're going to help us as well, just because of the way you know how to prioritize your time and everything like that. Tell us about your Trim Healthy Mama journey in a couple of minutes if you can, and where
I can do that. Well, first of all, I need to say a big shout out to my admin friends. They are an amazing group of people doing this volunteer job, and they just enjoy, and many of them work like myself, you know. So let me tell you about a little bit about my story. All it started when I started to get into much weight, and then I saw a Facebook ad about Trim Healthy Mama. So I started reviewing and looking at it. And I was like, I don't know, but these ladies seem like they are really getting into it. You know, they had, I got to see the Facebook groups first time and seeing all this progress and pictures, the before and after. And it was so good. I was like, I'm so excited. I wanted to start, but I was a little hesitant. You know, I didn't just want to jump in. So I started just eating a little bit at the time, just doing the, just by looking what they were eating. And then in within the first week, that was almost 3 pounds gone. Mm. And then I said, I'm buying the book right now. So I order it. It came. I study it. I tried to keep going and reading. I mean, I had that book with me everywhere I went. But after that, it's just, you know, it became my lifestyle.
Yeah. So it was, how many years has it been for you then?
Since 2014.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I started on that September 2014.
So we're 5 years.
I counted my fingers as well.
Yeah, me too. It'll be 5 years.
You know what I did? I hid it behind the coffee cup and I started tapping with my fingers.
Well, like that you did it subtly. I was like holding my fingers up.
Yeah. I don't use the thumb though.
So that's awesome. And you have how many children?
I have three.
Yes.
Yes.
And a husband. You live in Kentucky and you work outside of the home.
Yes.
Where do you work?
I work at the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Yeah.
I do a very important job
over
there.
What is it?
Let's hear it.
I'm in construction procurement. We do a lot of things with contracts with different contractors.
Yes.
Where they bid on the jobs for different on different jobs. And anyway, I get to be right in it to make sure that they have all this liability insurance ready, the authority to sign, make sure they have proper qualifications for the job itself.
So that's awesome. So you're a very needful member in your company, and you know, you obviously love what you do. And
I love
you
it.
It work. And so today we just want to pick your brain, how you've made it work for 5 years. I mean, obviously going out there and then coming home and trying to be a Trim Healthy Mama, you know, everyone always says to me, you know, when they want to quit, it's just too hard. I don't have the time for this. How can I cook when I'm working? Or how can I cook when I'm staying home and homeschooling? You know, we all have our thing.
Right.
And so today we want to find out from you how you make it work. And I guess the first question I want to ask you is, what time do you have to run out the door in the morning?
I have to be at work at 7 o'clock.
That's early.
Good grief.
Oh, my goodness. Are you even up then, Denny? You never
seven.
Up.
I had to be there at 7.
What time do you have to get up?
I get up at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yes, get ready.
So that's only 1 hour. And you're helping children get ready?
No, my husband does. So
okay,
that's great.
So do they leave after you then? Sorry, I'm going to turn
my phone leave after 8. But but I usually prepare the night before.
All right, tell
but
us.
But I have a little, what would you say, like a schedule, I guess. I like to prepare on a Saturday to be able to have meals and snacks for my entire week.
Okay.
So that way I'm not overwhelming myself in, you know, in the same day. The veggie full menu is amazing.
Oh, that's the menu.
I loved it. Okay. I mean, I've done it, and now you know, it's like I'm using some of those tricks and hacks now.
Good. Yeah, she's talking about the new menu on the member site, the veggie fill that I put in there. It's full of veggies, and it's so good. But it's a new one. But what do you say? So in the morning, you've got 1 hour. You've prepped one day on the weekend, right?
Yes.
So what are your breakfasts? How are you getting ready in 1 hour? Having your Trim Healthy breakfast and getting out the door by what time do you have to get out by?
By 6:45.
So you got 45 minutes. Okay, let us know.
Yes. So usually what I do, I will prepare any kind of eggs. It could be egg muffins, boiled eggs. Those will be my breakfast.
So you're doing that on your prep day?
I'm doing that on my prep day, except for if I want fried eggs, yeah. I do them the night before and then just put them in little containers and take them with me for my breakfast.
Okay, so this is big. So you really don't have time in the morning to actually go and make some eggs. You right. have to have already prepared it either the night before or on a weekend.
Yes.
Okay, see, Kim yes. was right. I didn't know that working woman had to do that because I'm like, hey, it takes me 5 minutes to fry an egg, but you don't have 5 minutes.
I don't have 5 minutes. I have it ready. And I know what sometimes, like, I don't make a menu.
Right.
I don't prepare, like, I'm going to have this day, mm. I'm going to have this, because I don't know what the day is going right. to be. Sometimes I'm in meetings that it mm-hmm. lasts a little longer, and then I don't have time to do that. And I still have, when I get off from work, I had to go pick up my baby at daycare. So I want to make sure by the time I get home, I'm be able to eat. Because now I have a schedule where now I know it's been past 3 hours and I need to feed myself and my baby. And my older kids are already grown up. One is 18 and one is 21.
All right.
He's
so
in
you've
college.
Got sort of one baby.
One
he's
baby
three,
now.
Isn't he?
He's almost three.
Oh, he's such a cutie. Oh, my goodness. I've seen it on Facebook. Hey, but I'm going back to breakfast. So you're either doing eggs on your prep day.
Mm-hmm.
What other things? Do you do any e-breakfast? And for newbies in the room, E is when we have our carbs. S is when we have our fats. So she's doing eggs for S.
Yeah. Yes, I like to make those blueberry muffin cups.
Yeah, oatmeal on the go cups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that
Hold
one.
Up, you know
page
the page.
50. Of course.
Okay.
As an admin.
Okay.
Yes, those are awesome. You should try them.
Okay, anytime.
Yes. Daddy, you should actually read a book. It's called Trim Healthy Mama.
Yes, and then,
you have
them. I mean, if I make them, I have them ready, and I just put it in my little sippies, and then I put it in my bag, and I'm ready to go.
Okay, so that's good. We've sort of established breakfast in it. You keep it very simple. It's either eggs or on-the-go oatmeal muffins. Any other breakfast that's good?
I like to do the oatmeal jars.
Yep.
And I prepare it. Now, trying to limit my dairy now.
Yeah.
I usually put collagen in it.
Nice.
But I will make 4 of them and just have them put them in my fridge. And those are ready to go. I like to make those glycine glory puddings.
Yes, you know, glycine glory.
I mean, I grew up with Jell-O, creamy Jell-O.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in the table book too, right?
Yeah.
Glycine glory.
I know a lot of people
You were right
don't
to reference me when you said that.
Well, I'm looking at you because I know you probably like Jell-O.
Yes.
I mean, we had parties and we had Jell-O, you know, and that was the best thing ever.
Hey, I got a question for you. Because this... You are having to prepare your breakfast. Now, I got two questions, actually, because are you doing a coffee in the morning that you make? Are you coffeeing in the morning?
Yes.
How do you do that?
I have it ready.
You pre-make
I have
it.
One of those Keurigs.
Right.
That just is the single serve. So that night, before I go to bed, I put in my little cup,
She's
my thing
pro
ready.
Level.
I got my water. Yes. So I just push the button when I go and leave.
So,
man, she's organized. So, okay, this is good, but this here is the big question, ladies and gentlemen, for Magali.
Magali.
Okay. Before you were a Trim Healthy Mama, did you also have to prep your breakfasts?
Some.
Yes.
Yes, some. Before I was a Trim Healthy Mama, I have already decided that I was going to try to eat healthy.
Okay.
Because I was getting to the point where I'll keep gaining weight.
Yes.
Keep gaining weight. And no matter what I did, you know, I still gain weight.
Yeah.
At that point, I didn't know how to separate my fuels.
Mm.
So I think I was eating either too many crossovers at one point thinking that
so
I was
So even though
being
you were eating
healthy,
you were still gaining weight, right?
And then it was not working.
So my question is, even these things that you're prep, you're eating Trim Healthy Mama now, and you've really sort of like, I mean, you got it down to a science where it's not too overwhelming. But are these breakfasts, are they taking way more time than your other life or not?
Not for me.
Right.
No.
That's what I want to get to, you see. You've just made it work for you, right?
It made it work for me. These are meals that I prepare that I have done before, like the Trim Picadillo.
Yes.
The one that was in the e-sign.
Yes.
I made that all the time.
Yeah.
But I use it for my entire week. So that helped me to make my lunches.
Right.
I put a little bit here on my salad. I can put it. And that, when I make it fuel bowl, it gives me so much variety because I can do an S or I can do by adding, you know, put a little sour cream or something.
And that's, it's Trim Picadillo. That was a recipe featured in our last e-sign. So it's in the member site. Basically what it is delicious, like meat and veggies, and you use it for so many purposes. But we're going to get to that because that's one of your sweatpants nighttime meals. But we are up to Do you, when you go to work, do you have a mid-morning snack or do you just have a lunch?
I have a mid-morning snack.
Okay, so what are your snacks?
Because I don't get to lunch until like 12:30.
Do you ever buy snacks at work or do you always take?
Oh, I take my stuff.
Oh, you take your stuff.
I'd rather take all of my stuff. I brought you guys the superfood, the peanut butter.
Bring them over here, Dan.
Those. Okay.
These are peanut butter, superfood peanut butter chews, and you take them in little baggies to work. And they're so good. These are a Serene recipe,
super
right?
Super easy.
They're from the cookbook, right?
Yeah. And you know, labor laws are great because you get 2 15-minute breaks for any work that you do. You should. That's the labor laws.
Yeah, and you
know
the laws.
So when I take my break, when I take my break, I make sure I get my glass in glory
and these are nice superfood.
Oh yes.
Oh, they're like caramel chews.
Yeah,
these are Serene recipe. Delicious.
And they're called they're in the cookbook and they're called peanut superfood chews.
I tweak them a little bit, so I don't put the skinny chocolate to cover them because you can make
consuming
but chocolate covered.
Well, this is easy for me because I are trying to put those ultra fuel balls for my mid morning snacks because you know lunch is almost at 12:30.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got an easy snack that you make pretty much all the time. It gives you your protein.
I double batch that one. I have all of this. I put it in my purse if I need to go somewhere or travel.
And okay, so now we're up to lunch. So you have basically two snacks, either the pudding, the Glycine Glory pudding, or the superfood chews. Is there any other snack you take? Or are these pretty much it?
These are nuts.
I like the Boost Bites.
Baby Boost Bites. Yes.
Those are super delicious. Yeah. They're S. Mm. They have coconut and baobab.
Okay. Now, so those are great. Lunch.
For lunch. Okay.
Always taking your lunch.
I take my lunch and I live really close to. Mm. So sometimes my food is ready at home and I just get it out of my fridge. But I mean, if I had to stay at lunch at work, then I take all of my food. And it usually will be a soup.
Okay, so you make soups on your one prep day?
On the prep day, it can be the 95-calorie soup that you had on your membership site.
Yeah, and anyone can Google that too because it's on our major, we did a video of it. It's called Incredible 95-calorie soup. It's so good.
Yeah, I love Mrs. Criddle, Texas soup.
Mrs. Criddle is
chicken tortilla soup.
She's a THN blogger, Sarah
Griddle.
And I
love the veggies and have that spice, you know, from Mexico too. So I love to get those too. I like a lot of veggies. But I will put those in a container and take them to work with me if I have to do something quick. Of course we do. Yeah.
I mean, you brought a bottle of the best seasoning that actually God himself made and sent to earth on angel's wings.
I listen.
It's called tahine.
Yeah.
Tahine.
People.
Which Serene butchered and called it tajin.
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 What's wrong with these country people?
Okay, so do you ever do a salad for lunch or it's mostly soups?
I don't like to do salads for lunch. Okay. I do sometimes. Yeah. The thing is, I want my salad to be really fresh, and I don't want to put it in a jar with the dressing and stuff and get soggy.
Lunch.
Because in Mexico, we're fresh.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell you what, soups are so weight loss friendly. I was just thinking last night as I was eating some soup, I'm like, if people can't shed weight, ask yourself, when's the last time you had a broth-based soup?
That's
because you're getting so much fluid in there. You're getting some meat, some veggies, but they're not in the same high amounts of fuel quantity than when they're in all that fluid.
Mm-hmm.
You're hydrating your body. You're getting your vegetables and your protein.
And it's easy on digestion.
Yes,
too.
And it's all cooked and soothing, and it just goes through you, and it's like your body goes scrummy, scrummy.
And
I
then
love
you get
this.
All the veggies.
Yes.
I mean, with the 95-calorie soup, you have a blend of, did you know I put a little okra in it?
Oh, you do too? You blend it up?
Yes,
smart.
With the cauliflower.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all be all creamed
now, that's
up
so
really
awesome.
Good. And then you can put little tajine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But no, you can just spice it up too.
I love
just make it
you know
your
what
own.
I'm learning here? I'm learning how simple she makes things. Look, breakfast is either eggs or it's on the go muffins. Soup. Lunch is just soup.
Yeah.
Different sorts of soups. Look, she's going to grab her notes.
Hey,
yes?
And you know that tahine you can put, I'm sure you put it on your eggs, right?
Uh-huh.
I put on eggs, but one of my favorites is on avocado.
Yes.
You ever put on avocado?
How'd you have them with mango or
You put on
or
fruit.
Jicama?
Totally.
Jicama.
Wait, what's jicama?
Oh my goodness, tell me that you don't know.
You said
I probably do, but I don't know the name.
I was going to call you a sad little man, but that's very sad.
He doesn't know. I was going to bring you some, but I didn't stop at the grocery store, so that way you put some on your tahini
spice.
You
love jicamar. It's so crunchy. But,
and I like the way you phrase
that. You can use it in all fruits. It's really good. Yeah. A lot of people don't like fruits. I don't understand
it. Don't like fruit?
Fruit.
Fruit is like God's candy.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That's because their
taste
buds are
jacked. People only don't like fruit. Yes, that's right, because their taste buds are.
You heal your taste buds, fruit becomes like nectar from heaven.
Right. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Okay, let's get to dinners. You are coming home. You're picking your son up from daycare, and you have you prepped your dinners, too, when you do your prep day?
Well, if I don't do a prep day, if I have an event or a party that's going on the weekend, this is where I do it. I'm so wiped. I wipe out. I just can't do anything. But when I don't prepare, this is what I do. I go to the grocery store, get a couple of rotisserie chickens, get some salad, and just make some. I like to use steak. A thin steak, something so quick, just put it on a pan and these are good.
Okay, so let's tell us. Let's say you didn't have your prep day. We'll go back to when you do your prep day. These are all your meals that you're wiped out, but you can still make off the top of your head, right?
Yes, and most of the stuff, you know, I already have it in my house. I will buy a frozen bag of tilapia.
Okay.
And I can defrost it. And, you know, those are my backup protein.
Yeah. How do you have your tilapia?
I like to just sear it.
Yeah.
I like to just sear it.
With tajine on it?
No. No? I do add those just salt, pepper, onion.
Yeah.
How old were you when you left Mexico? This has to do with what you're saying.
Okay.
I was 18.
Yeah, that explains it. You eat like Mexicans love to eat.
Right.
Yeah. You clearly are from the culture.
Yes. Yeah. I had to have
You've
my,
not been
my
too Americanized.
Spicy food.
All the stuff you like is totally Mexican.
No, but I
Mexican.
Love her. I can eat the way she eats.
Yeah.
So good.
But let me go in a rabbit trail right here for a moment.
Yeah, please do.
Let's talk about Mexico.
Do you know, you say something that I eat the way I was brought up. You know, when I came over here, people say, let's go eat to this Mexican restaurant.
Right, right.
And then they say, they say, I look at the menu and there is the burritos.
Yeah.
What? But you know burritos mean donkeys, right? But what is this? They bring, of course, a huge flour tortilla. Mm. Who eats flour tortillas?
Mm. Yeah.
Obviously, we all do here.
Right.
But for me, it's the corn tortillas.
All day.
It has to be corn tortillas.
Yeah.
But with the burrito and stuff, I was like, wow, I never heard of such a thing. And then the gorditas and all this other stuff. Like, that's
but
not
see, even your frozen tilapia.
Real Mexican food.
In my freezer right now is frozen tilapia.
Go back, yes.
And salmon next to that. And I just put it in the pressure pot.
Yes.
It's like 7 minutes.
It don't take very long. And your protein is there. It's my backup protein
I need to ask you this question because this always derails me.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got tilapia that's unthawed or is it frozen?
It's always frozen.
Okay, so when you're on one of these nights that you come home from work and you've got nothing prepared, you're going straight from frozen to cooking. How are you doing it? We need to know.
Yes, well, I had to put hot water and put my frozen fillets in there. It don't take but a few minutes.
Yeah, it's not like steak.
It's so easy. Just
it's like
it
fruit.
Out.
Then you're searing
Once
it in
out,
a pan with spices.
Season it.
And then what do you do with what do you put it on?
Well, I like to make this cabbage salad.
Cabbage.
It's all shredded up cabbage with avocados, tomatoes, peppers.
Yep. Viva Mexico. Yep.
Come you on, know. That's too good.
And
I'm
then
so
lime
for
juice on top.
Viva Mexico.
And then you dress it up with a little cilantro on top.
Viva
it's
Mexico.
Just so good.
Gol de Mexico.
Mexico
yes,
really does
know.
It. It has the best food, though.
Hey,
in the world.
Look, when I have leftovers on the tilapia and the coleslaw, I make fish tacos. I like to use dish foreigners masa wonder wraps that have a little bit of the corn masa. And then, see, if I have one of those ready the next day, that's going to be a lunch or a dinner. And then I use the, you know, leftover tilapia.
Hey, can I ask you something? When you buy this cabbage, because I'm such a drive-thru sewer, I only buy bag cabbage these days. I don't even want to cut it. I'm so lazy.
Yeah,
you buy bag or do you cut in your cabbage?
No. If I have time, if I know that I'm going to have a lot, then I prep.
Yeah,
then
I prep that's on your prep
But if
day.
I don't, if I don't have any time, I just grab a bag at the store and get the mixed cabbage.
It's so good. I want to make this tonight. You're just putting your cabbage down, and then your avocado and tomato, and you're putting your tilapia on top, and then you're putting lime juice and cilantro.
Fish tacos, people.
It's so good. It's so easy, right?
And I can make it or I can make it just a few bowl.
You can.
Actually, if I use a very little amount of avocado,
then
I can.
Yeah, or you could put beans and rice and have it
Yes.
Perfect. Now, for people that don't like tilapia because they think it's not clean or anything, you can do any white fish. I do tilapia.
Why wouldn't it be clean?
No, some people don't like the way they're farmed here, but I actually know a tilapia farmer, and she's like, we get such a bad rap. She's like, it's so much cleaner than everybody
it's
thinks.
It's just fish and water.
You know how China gets a bad rap for things,
right.
But yet there are pristine parts of China.
Right.
I think it's the same thing with tilapia.
Of course.
What are your other quick meals? I'm loving this because I want to go make all your meals.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, let me think. I like to make this when I'm trying to be a little fancy sometime. I get tuna.
Yeah. Tuna can? Canned tuna or on?
Just steak tuna.
Oh, fresh tuna. Okay.
I like to do that, and I like to have it with, again, cabbage salad. It's the same. If I buy the same bag, then I'm making another meal, another salad. I like to use I'm sorry. It's something
that's actually
like
a social media.
Like I use, that's right.
Yeah,
but see, sometimes my words don't come out right because I know what I'm trying to say. Tweak.
Oh, you tweak it.
Yeah, tweak it.
From this.
But let's call it tweeting from now on.
Yeah.
You tweet it. Go ahead. What do you tweet?
I love it.
Awesome. I didn't even have a Twitter account.
How are you cooking this? I never know how to cook fresh tuna.
Well, I like to go simple. I just do salt and pepper, season my tuna, sear it, and then put it on the side. Then on my cabbage, I'm going to use the recipe dressing from the book. It's the Chinese.
Oh, the one on the salad, the chicken
Chinese
salad.
That has the peanut flour.
Good. Yes.
I like to use that dressing, I try to make it a few bowl where I just use a little bit of water and peanut flour. And 1 teaspoon of sesame oil, just make a little serving for myself. And then I sear that, I put it out on.
Does your husband eat these Trim Healthy Mama meals that you're making?
He does some of it.
Yes.
He says, no, I'm not a Trim Healthy Mama.
Oh, he's in rebellion.
But he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Because sometimes I just make steaks for him and green beans and I make it so I can eat it.
Yes.
And then he just add the potatoes.
That's actually a rule.
I make him potatoes. Yeah.
Anytime a man is fussy, throw a steak at him.
Yes.
Just
he's
cheer him right
happy.
Up.
That's so
He's so happy.
Yeah, you want to go on vacation this summer? I was thinking the beach.
Yes. Yeah. But steak. When I want to go cheaper, I just get chicken tenders and something really quick. And
so you're just doing really easy proteins, and mostly you're putting them on cabbage. Are there any other salads you're doing? Do you do leafy green salads at night?
Yes, I do romaine. I like romaine. I like
so most of your proteins, just you're throwing them on either cabbage or salad at night.
Salads. I like to make green beans for my size. Yeah. My sides, I guess. I like to make kale a lot.
Mm. How do you make that?
Well, sometimes I do it. If I do kale, it had to be deep S. So I use the butter coconut oil, the butter flavored coconut oil, and then add in nutritional yeast and onion powder and garlic powder and just sauteing it. It's just kind of wilted a little bit and I put that as a side. Spinach, I like to do the cream spinach. It's made with collagen from the cookbook.
Yeah, the Serene's recipe. You're making a lot of
Serene.
We have a Serene fan
too.
In the house here.
Yes.
You're not doing a lot of my drive-through soup casseroles and stuff.
Pearl's just, it's not big, but a tiny bit wanting you to name some of her stuff.
Yeah, I'm just like, come on, when's mine coming? Yeah. I love that, though.
Yeah.
I love it. I love hearing some of Serene's recipes coming up. But So you're having your salads at night because you're doing your soups in the meals. Man, she has a very healthy diet.
Yes.
You have a very, very, very wonderful, trimming,
it's
healthy diet.
It's all because of you guys.
Well, you look so healthy. She's very
and
shining
Mexico.
And radiant. Yeah, and Mexico. Mexico's had an influence here.
It
and
has.
I like the way, I like the end result here.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it was really easy.
Ooh.
And this
it
was is old Mexico,
it was
too.
A good transition for me going into Trim Healthy Mama because I was making my, I was keeping my own meals still.
Yeah, you,
right.
And
yeah,
I
you
made it.
Them.
I made Trim Healthy Mama my own by just making,
how do you say
still
trim,
doing my
how
thing.
Do you say Trim Healthy Mama my way in Spanish?
I don't know.
My way. I did it my
a mi manera.
A mi manera. Trim Healthy Mama. Mi manera?
Yes, my mother actually recently asked me, I said, how'd you translate Trim Healthy Mama? I was like, I don't know how else translate that.
Yeah.
Mamas delgaditas?
We need to figure this out.
Yeah.
Because right. I know that we do.
It needs to be catchy.
We do have a lot of people in Mexico doing
yes, we
this.
Do.
We need to be something catchy.
Yeah, I know something catchy.
It has to work in Spanish as well, right?
What are you doing?
I will grab all the recipes in Spanish if you let me.
Nice.
Oh, yes. Hey, what are you doing with beef then? You make something. That's the picadillo.
That's the picadillo.
Okay, so this is what
and
you
I,
do with beef.
And
right?
I used your idea with hack your beef.
Yeah, you put
this
the mushroom.
This last time I did that, and I didn't have to use that much
beef.
You know, hamburger meat.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it says.
I just used half of
it. So can your husband tell when you put the hacked mushrooms in there or not?
He does not like mushrooms.
Yes.
So I try not to do that for him.
Yeah.
So
can he tell,
do,
though?
I
can he tell if you put it in?
Oh, yeah. He
oh,
will
he
know.
Can. He's a detective.
He will know. Yes, he is.
Ah.
He's a
yes.
detective.
My husband and children cannot tell.
No.
No.
I try not to let him, you know.
Okay, we got.
Get
what about the two ladies? Have you tried the mushroom hack? You know? Okay.
That's great.
Does your family. You love mushrooms. You can't tell. Does your family know they're in there? They didn't know, she said.
It is super
okay,
cool.
So for anyone wanting to know, this is a great, I made this because we had to take, my daughter's a photographer now, so we had to take a picture. So I made your trim, how do you say it?
Trim picadillo.
Picadillo is a Mexican beef, is that right?
Yes.
And you've Trim Healthy Mama-ified it. It's very simple, very easy, very tasty. It is in our latest e-zine. So you can get that right now. You don't even have to be a member because if you go to our e-zine, the recipe's in there. Yeah.
You use fresh tomatoes and onions and blend it. Make it like a sauce, tomato sauce, and put it on it and then cook it.
And it's very versatile because you've just got it there in your fridge and you can have it for SE, fuel pool, everything. It's really easy.
You actually see versions of this on a Mexican restaurant menu.
Yes.
You'll see all of that on top of a
but
steak
but I don't know
or
if it is.
Yeah, it may not be right.
It might not be the same
but it's at least
version.
The picture. I think they're going for this.
Yes.
This vibe is the idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you do a lot? Obviously, you brought baked goods here as a big special, but do you do a lot of the Trim Healthy baking like for your desserts or do you not? Do you just keep it this simple in your life?
Well, I do love sweets.
Yes.
Yeah, so if I have a party, I go
all out.
That's because when you were a child, your parents dumped sweetened condensed milk into your bottle.
We used to close the streets to make parties for us.
Come on.
Yes. When I was growing up, we would just close the street from one to
the
end
same thing.
And do the piñata.
I'll show you my little
uncles,
ghetto.
Yep. The uncles
so
doing the piñatas.
What are your desserts at night? Do you always have dessert at night after your meal or not?
No, I'd rather not have them at night.
Okay,
because
so just
now,
for special occasions.
Yeah, just special occasions. I take them for parties.
Yeah, okay.
I make, I love to cook and I love to make, you know, baked goods and I do all this stuff right here.
Yeah,
and
your treats that you take to work, though, they're sweet. So you are getting some sweets in the day.
Yes, I have a few friends that do keto at work.
Yes.
And they absolutely love the all the sweets and stuff. And they say, are you sure this is sugar free?
Right.
Yeah. I say, yes, this is sugar free. And many people don't even know. Mm. I say, yep, that is gentle sweet.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's how you make a convert, is bring them baked goods.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm trying. Then you tell them, and you know what? You can also eat carbs in some meals.
Yes. Yes. And I said, you can have this bread and you don't have to overdo this. And
no, they're
do you ever do like just a basic sandwich using sprouted bread or do you not do that? You do.
I do that.
So when do you do those?
which is whenever I had to do something quick, okay, you know, if yeah. I'm running and like,
so on the weekend,
before I
maybe.
Come here, yeah, yeah. I have to like, I need to eat something quick. So yeah. I had to go meet Dana to be, you know, to I can come here and decided, no, I'm not going to take another 30 to 10, you know, maybe more time to get going. But anyway, sprouted bread.
Yes.
Ham, lean ham.
Okay.
And I used the Lila Fincao
yes.
cheese,
oh, I do that.
The pepper jack.
Oh, yeah. So very good.
So good.
And do you put like tomato lettuce?
I put tomato, lettuce. Yeah. All that good stuff. Mustard. I use mustard. Yeah.
Nothing better than just a sandwich. I just love a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Now, so I've heard nothing that takes you a long time. So is your life now as a Trim Healthy Mama, are these meals... Do you feel like it's like you're always cooking and always having to do this? Is it overwhelming? And if it's not, how do you make it not overwhelming in your mindset?
Well, that's kind of hard because now for me it's like a muscle memory.
Yeah.
Okay. I just do it. Right. I don't. The thing I hate is just doing dishes.
Yeah, I know.
But
did you have
me,
your dishes before
so
Trim
done.
Healthy Mama? Didn't you have dishes before?
Oh,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had dishes all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we all had to eat. I so you I just do. Go with it. And it's been easy for me just to get going. And a lot of restaurants have dishes that are Trim Healthy Mama friendly, too.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Oh, you got something to say, Leslie Pops. Come over here, Leslie. Leslie wants to ask or talk or something.
I love you, Pearl. I'm a little more organized than Pearl, like my fridge and stuff. Like, and I think that I would be like a prep person, but... Like on a Saturday or Sunday or whatever it is, how many hours? And then how many containers? And then where do they go in the fridge?
See, this is good because you work outside the home, Leslie. This is good for you.
Danny said epic. So that was
a good question. See,
also, when they got here, they said, we want more Leslie on the party. So
yes. Leslie fans.
Leslie, we're all a fan of Leslie.
Don't you try to take over this microphone ever again.
No, they're going to make my own group. Like they said, when they leave here.
Are you writing a book next? Is it going to come out before mine?
Hey, you know what? We forgot to say that Serene's not even here today. Serene couldn't even, sadly, because we wanted her to be here, but she had to do a family thing. And so, you know what, though? We wouldn't have got to such meat if Serene was here because she would do shenanigans along here with Danny.
The shenanigans. Her and I would have, like, empowered each other.
But anyway,
rebellion.
Your question.
Leslie, I recently found these little containers that are rectangular size, but they all fit just perfectly in my fridge, and I can stack them up. Those are really good. I don't know what this dimensions
are. Are they glass or plastic?
It's plastic. Yeah. But I still have the glass containers. I have both.
But so 7 days.
Mm-hmm. No, so, five.
Oh,
five
you're
working
doing five days.
Five working days.
So you've got like 10 containers, like two little containers per day or just one container per day?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Like, here's what I
depends
what
on
I
the
take
meal.
My breakfast and my snack. Normally, I will eat at lunch at home because it's about 5 minutes from my house.
Okay.
But when I stay, you know, I work there, then I bring my containers. So my little lunch bag, I put my breakfast in one container or I do my jars for oatmeal and they all go in there. I have them all in the fridge. So... Is that what you was asking?
Yeah, no, I just can like, I can just visualize, like I have a smaller fridge. I don't have like a big American like double.
Yes, I don't have that either.
You don't?
So
I
just can't see like
two?
How I could get like my food and then the prepped meals in there. But anyway, I don't know. And then what about like, do you heat it up? Or any of your, like your soup, do you heat it up? Or are you eating like gazpacho?
No, never cold. No, soups are always
gross.
Have to be
they
hot.
They have to be hot.
They have
you
to
got a microwave.
We have a microwave at work. Okay. I mean, most of the workplaces have
they
a
do.
Break room. And I mean, you can use that. But here's an excellent idea from one of my admin friends, Tanya Mackey. She recently has, I actually made a post for the admin spotlight.
Yeah.
And she uses those mini crock pots. Mm. And she takes her leftovers, or she'll fix a meal and then she put it in there and she just plug it.
Puts it to the warm.
And she warm because she's not a fan of the microwave.
Oh, so this is like for purists.
Okay. So this is an awesome way to get that idea out there for working mamas.
So on Saturday, you're boiling 12 eggs, say. Like you boil in like 12 eggs. So you've got like a couple eggs in the morning each, right?
Like I won't say I boil a certain amount of eggs because sometimes I just want to just go with the flow. And sometimes I don't want to just eat boiled eggs every single day.
Right. Okay.
You know, I'm going to move.
And how many hours does this prep take you? Can you take us through a typical prep and when you might start? Or is it always on Saturdays or on Sunday afternoon?
It's on Saturdays for me because it's so practical. It will be like 2 or 3 hours.
All right. And you're doing other things, like you can listen to a podcast.
Yes,
while you're doing.
I listen to a podcast. And then I will do some laundry and then I throw in some stuff
while
my baby Wesley is playing and he's doing his thing.
So take us through your little prep here.
Okay. Well, usually Saturday mornings for me, I will start with, okay, what I want to do something quick. I'm going to go ahead and bake and do my blueberry muffins.
Yes.
I will do my glass and glory puddings. I will put in some superfoods. Yeah, those will last me for at least 2 weeks.
The shoes, yes.
Yeah, so sometimes I make them, sometimes I don't.
Okay, got it.
If I want to have something really sweet, then I go with a cake.
Yes.
And usually the chocolate trim-tastic cake.
Yes, we
that
could
one is really
oh
good.
Oh my goodness.
Finally.
I can relax.
You know what? You
that's
can stay.
Yours?
You can stay.
I was on. Did you see me? Like, look, come, yes. Please. Come,
there's
please
been a,
me.
No, there's been a tension hovering over the
but
room
see, my
until
oven,
this moment.
My oven will be hot and ready after I get those muffins out. So I just go ahead and once that one's get done, then I put in the other one in. But see, I enjoy doing this. Yeah. It's not a chore for me. It's like muscle
love,
memory. Just go do it. And then after I'm done with that, I will make my main meat. It can be the picadillo or it can be just boil some chicken. And it's just had shredded chicken. But of course, you know, I don't do it plain. I put in tomatoes, onions, peppers. And this ground beef and the chicken for my quick lunches and
you can throw them in your soups
or whatever.
Too,
yes, I put those in. But, you know, if I'm going to be home and I have plenty of time, then I just do those quick meals.
Yeah.
And if you guys look at the episode 80, that have the 10 easy recipes, you know, everybody can go in there on that podcast and listen.
The podcast?
And listen to that podcast.
You know the podcast number.
Of course, Danny.
Get yourself an extra piece of carrot cake.
Episode 80. And episode 81, I love that one too.
I'm
for the unleash the power of fuel cycle.
Oh my
I love
gosh.
It.
It's so good.
I'm almost like, I almost want to say a topic and then see if you know the episode number.
I might not, but.
Do you know the first, the grocery store? The part one grocery store? It was one of the newest ones.
Yes.
Do you know the episode number?
No.
Gotcha.
Oh, look, she did.
Well, 14.
No, that sounds right.
I don't
that
know.
Sounds that sounds right. Actually,
I don't know.
114. She
wow.
said.
I got my people.
Hey, but are
here.
You listening to our podcast on your Saturdays, or do you listen when they come out?
I listen when I have to do a lot of paperwork,
oh, okay.
where it's
mind.
Just easy. Yeah. I gotta do this to listen to at work. On my.
Can I ask you about mindset? When you hear, you know, obviously this is hard. Challenging. I don't want to say hard because things in life are challenging and then we can get through them and then they become muscle memory. I love that you brought that up because that's when you're going to rock it. When you've done it so many times and you worked out the kinks that it's muscle memory, like a little baby learning to walk. I mean, they don't walk at first until it's muscle memory, right?
Right.
So what would you say to someone right now listening in and struggling? She works out of the home or maybe she's even in the home, but she just can't make this work because it feels overwhelming.
Yes, I would tell them to go easy. Don't. You know, I do it because I had done it for so long and I enjoy it.
Did you feel overwhelmed at first?
A little bit, but I mean, sometimes I feel overwhelmed because if I don't prepare, you know, and then I know that if I don't prepare, then it's, you know, it's para casaría and do my little work, you know. I will tell those people to start very slow. Just don't bake so many recipes at one point. Just try one recipe and then try your, you know, make sure that you have your meat ready. It'll be easy. Make a soup. It's so easy and convenient. You don't have to take a long time. And a lot of people use the IP mm-hmm. where they make those really quick. But I mean, go with the easy stuff. Don't overwhelm yourself. Go, use the crock pot. Mm-hmm. Put it in there. And if things, you don't put it in there, then, you know, there's so many
things. These are things that you've tweaked from stuff you were already doing and making, and then you just tweak them to trim mm-hmm. out the umami. I think sometimes people get in a predicament because they suddenly say, I'm going to do trim healthy umami, and they throw out everything that they've mm-hmm. ever done on their own and say, well, I have to completely adopt a new lifestyle. But then there's many things you were probably doing that mm-hmm. were almost on plan. And with a few tweaks, you know, you can keep your identity and just make it trim healthy mom, but just changing a few little things.
I mean, I heard so many that say, well, I tried this recipe, but I didn't like it. It just wasn't me. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, you know that you can add a little this, add a little that. Well, do you know if it changed the fuel? No, it doesn't. Yeah. I mean, if you spice it up, sometimes it doesn't. Actually, I mean, you have to watch out for the fats mm-hmm. if you are, you know, being careful with fuels.
Yeah.
Originally, wasn't that kind of the concept when Gentle Sweet first came out? It was just, hey, swap your sugar out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea was to keep everything very simple and just kind of wean off.
Well, the idea is to keep things simple. I mean, that's why Serena and I do this plan. But I think I can see how people would come here and they see our big giant cookbooks and they think, mm-hmm. well, I have to use
those
recipes. It's
the size of the book that might throw them off.
Yeah, yeah. And they think, but those are just recipes. Those are just choices. You don't have to make them all. The idea is like what Magali's done. It's done. She's found her, what we call our sweatpants meal. She's found the few that just rock her world, and she just keeps making them because they're easy. And you don't have to go through every recipe in the cookbook.
Yes.
But, you know, some are going to be for others, and then some are going to be for that person, and some are going to be for this person.
Yes. And let me go back to something easy too, Hungry Pocket.
Yes.
Just make them. Have some ready and put them in your freezer and then thaw it out later and put them in your
Hungry Pockets
oven.
Are the recipes in our new Trim Healthy Table Cookbook mm-hmm. and that you put them in parchment paper.
Yes.
And you just take a day. Like, obviously, you would do them on your prep day.
Yes.
Maybe once a month.
But you know what? I found these parchment envelopes.
Oh, yes.
And I got an Amazon.
I've seen those.
Yes.
Guess what? We're coming out with our own Trim Healthy Mama ones because those ones are super expensive and they're not quite the mm-hmm. right size. But mm-hmm. With our new cookbook, Trim Healthy Quick and Easy, we're having a huge Hungry Pocket area. And so we're sourcing right now Hungry Pocket little envelopes. Instead of folding them all around, they're going to be so easy.
Yeah.
Well, these are edible products.
No, you put them in parchment because cooking in foil is not good for the food because, you know, metals are leaching in.
Yeah.
So parchment paper is actually a much healthier way to cook. And you just you make up a whole bunch once, like a month, and then they're there in your freezer. You just pop them in the oven.
Oh, I see.
And mm-hmm. they're just so easy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe done in 20 minutes, maybe.
Almost like an Italian restaurant might do. Kind of pre-made, keep them in the fridge.
It's actually a French thing, but it is. And then the steam comes. Yeah, of course
Yes. Now, if you don't want that and just be steam, then just open your pocket, put it back in the broiler, and let it, you know, broil just a little bit.
Yeah. That's nice.
If you want more spices, put more spices.
Do you ever...
and we do.
Do you ever, like, cheat and go off plan?
I usually don't. No. I get sick now if I do.
Do you really?
Yes. My body can handle something off.
Without the deep detail of the sickness, what... just generalize. Gut issues, headaches, what do you mean by sick?
I guess my sugar goes spike, and then it's more like I feel dizzy. So I'm dizzy, and then stomach issues come later that night.
Okay, and I asked because when I got real serious about what I was putting in my body, I was confused. I thought I was getting sicker because I would eat off just a little bit, and it would either be instant or at least severe. Symptoms like gut symptoms or brain fog or something.
And your body knows that, you know, you're bringing all this nourishing food.
Right.
But then you put something really off. It's like I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
But here's something interesting, Danny. You're both of Mexican descent, right?
Yes.
Type 2 diabetes is so huge in the Hispanic culture.
Oh, okay.
Now, we all have genetic differences. Like, yeah. I've just been looking into MTHFR, and some of you will know what that is, but we're going to do a podcast on that soon, how we all have genetic variances. And some of these things can manifest in different ways. Now, high blood sugar is rampant in your culture,
yeah,
you guys.
I know.
And so I wonder if you're much more sensitive to these blood sugar spikes than some of us, because I can eat off plan and I don't feel that same way.
Right.
If I have a yeast roll
really?
At a restaurant,
yep.
I had to have a designated driver.
I really?
Yes, totally.
No,
you remember the party about or was it the Anshel about anniversaries?
Anshel.
That was Serene's Anshel. Yeah, Serene's
yes.
one.
Well, went to anniversary. Am I allowed to say names of the restaurants here?
Yeah, you can.
What was it? I think it was Texas Roadhouse. They have this yeast roll.
The rolls,
but
yeah.
I think they're made with honey, a lot of honey.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't know what they make. I don't know what else they make with.
Drugs.
I had just two.
Yeah.
And I had a delicious steak.
And you bloated,
and a
didn't you?
Potato and a
did you like
salad.
Belly swell?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
what they
it
do.
It hurt up there.
Yep. Upper, yep.
But I remember it's like, whoa, is it? I mean, I had something healthy, but I'm thinking, but not the rolls. So, And I even told my husband, we'll go with the Krispy Kreme. He was getting all giddy and stuff. Like, yeah, we're going to go to Krispy Kreme, donuts, and blah, blah, blah. We didn't make it there.
Oh, you didn't even make
we
it.
We didn't even
yep.
make
so
it there.
So you really react.
Sick. And then I had to, you know, practically go home. And
wow. That is a very intense reaction. Now I'm starting to believe you more, Danny. Because Danny
you.
Tells me his reactions to foods. And I'm like, Danny. Yeah.
She's like,
sure.
You're being a baby.
Now, if you're,
you're
saying,
dramatic.
If you're saying chips,
thank you, Magali
corn
Weaver.
Chips at a restaurant, yeah. I will go sometimes.
Yeah, but your body might be more conditioned
that,
to that.
Corn. Because it's corn-based.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Viva Mexico.
Yeah.
Man, we could go. I could do. We could like go on and on, but it's 56 minutes in. It feels like 6 minutes in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've
that's
been
we had
so these
baked
goods.
Awesome. I know. Yes. It's party in the house today. Is there anything you want to leave? Anything you want to say to Kim who wrote that?
Hey,
you, Kim.
She's heard enough.
No, but anybody else that's listening and that, you know, just might be just starting or just finding it hard. Or
well, I was thinking about how our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And we're going to use our bodies to glorify God.
Yeah.
So put in your bodies good thing, good nourishing things. I recently, one of my friends, Martha D'Ignacio, one of the admins, she was telling me.
I love that name, Ignacio.
D'Ignacio,
reminds me
yeah.
of one of my favorite films.
She
Nacho
was,
Libre.
Yeah.
And he ate that
oh
donut
my
just
goodness,
like Jack
that's
Black.
My favorite movie.
You did a Jack Black look.
Encarnacion.
I
yes,
love that.
Magali was going to hit something
now you're
really
going to
poignant
the,
here.
Yeah, you're going to those rabbit trails now.
Encarnacion.
Do you see how they happen so easily? You can't avoid them, right?
Yeah. Now what I was going to say now.
And you put things into your body because with the temple, it was really deep and it was going to be so
yes,
good.
Yes. Well, see, okay, let's go back to Martha. Martha told me, and this is what was easy on me. Martha said, okay, you wouldn't put any cheap gasoline in a Lamborghini.
No, ma'am.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you're going to do is put high quality gasoline on in a car. So you are a Lamborghini, she said.
Oh, yes.
It's like, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I am a Lamborghini. I'm going to put good things in my body to fuel myself. And again, you don't have to start big. You can make it as simple as you can. Make it work for you.
Yeah.
Do whatever you're already eating and just moving around a few things.
Just tweet it.
Tweet it.
Yep.
Tweet it. Yeah. What a way to end the show. That is so good.
Yay.
Oh, my goodness. I love you so much. You were so kind to come. We're going to have you back sometime. Thank you, guys, Dana and Carrie, for coming so much.
People,
we should have time for another hour,
so
but
much.
We don't. We're going to partay on here.
Yay.
Danny, take us out.
And that concludes another episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast with Magalie Weaver from Mexico.
Magalie,
I got it right. You?
Oh, I just blew
it. It.
No, because I was thinking about the voice. I was thinking about the announcer voice. But we're going to go eat our baked goods, and we hope you go bake some goods and take some of these killer ideas straight from south of the border.
Yes. And I love to party, so if anybody wants to party, just look me up and we'll party.
Heck yeah. See you next time, peeps. Adios.
Bye.
Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be trim healthy mama to stay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.